This is KCUR. 20 years ago this week, downtown streets in Kansas City, Missouri were closed as a helicopter hovered over Bartle Hall. Installation was underway for 4 space-age stainless steel and aluminum sculptures. These works, called the Sky Stations, have transformed the city's skyline. KCUR's Laura Spencer caught up with New York-based artist R.M. Fisher, who said going inside Municipal Auditorium inspired the design.
There are these magnificent lighting fixtures throughout the auditorium, deco-designed, extravagant, beautiful, optimistic. It seemed to me that was the clue right there, that I should be inspired by these fixtures and try to emulate them in a sculptural ornament that could attach to the top of the pylons. So that's how the idea began.
Were you in Kansas City for the installation? I'd read that a helicopter lowered the sculptures on top of these 300-foot-tall concrete pylons.
Yes, it was an amazing experience. They basically closed down most of downtown because of safety issues. The helicopter that you mentioned came in from the Northwest and was used for the logging industry, and previous to that, I believe it was used in Vietnam. It had to be flown in with its own oil truck, and basically the helicopter had a 20-minute window of opportunity to pick the sculpture up and place it on the pylon. If that 20-minute elapsed before that occurred, they basically would have had to drop the sculpture because the aircraft would no longer have enough fuel. So there was a drama about it, and it was just very exciting, and it was an amazing moment, I think, for everyone, not just me.
And this work has really become an iconic part of Kansas City's skyline. If there are any sporting events or, you know, events that are taking place in Kansas City, this is a really prominent feature.
Obviously, it's very gratifying, and it was certainly an honor to be offered this opportunity to place something, you know, that eventually became a symbol for the city. I always hoped that the work would appear optimistic and life-affirming and celebratory, and it would be energizing. And all those things, I suppose, were embraced as something that was part of the work. And I think that sort of lent to it becoming symbolic. I also think the time that it was designed and built was a special time. Not just for Kansas City, but for public art in general. I think it was a time of risk-taking. It was basically an urban renewal project for downtown Kansas City, which, like many American cities at the time, had emptied out into the suburbs, and the cities were trying to bring people back into the downtown. And so the convention center was almost a symbol of that urban renewal. I think it was a once-in-a-lifetime project, and the building, too, is very special, the way it hovers over the highway, almost floating in space, as I hoped the Sky Stations would be.
This week marks the 20th anniversary of its dedication and installation, and I'm just wondering, you know, what your thoughts are looking back.
Well, it's one of my proudest moments of my career, and will stay with me forever, and I hope Kansas City remains in love with the project and that it symbolizes something eternally for Kansas City.
That was KCUR's Laura Spencer talking with artist R.M. Fisher. To see pictures of the installation, check out our website at kcur.org/arts.